We're joined across the airway and across the table. So it's an interesting one. But we're joined across the table by James Preston from the Claremorris Lions Club. And we're joined on the airwaves by Anella McGuinness, the producer and the director of Loophole. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, Anella. Good morning, Martin. How are you?
I'm very well, Anella. I'm very well, thank you. I'm going to go to yourself, Nella, first. Normally, I would, you know, have a load of little facts about you. But when I seen it was, when I seen the word loophole, I thought, ha, 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 there's me doing less work. Tell me about Loophole.
Well, Loophole is a very, very funny play that we're bringing this Saturday to Claremorris for our first time. I've actually never been in Claremorris, I don't think. But anyway, Loophole is first staged in 2018. With phenomenal success. We went, you know, we went to several different halls and venues and we, you know, to packed houses and we had a great time. But when COVID came, it stopped everything. So we're now back after a 5-year hiatus brought by the COVID pandemic. And now we're back in action. And we were in the 4th of October, we were in Carrigallen, which is our local hall. It's in Leitrim.
Yeah,
and
I know it.
To a packed house. And everybody so enjoyed having comedy back and having a laugh. And it's really, really good play. It really, really is, you know. And you want to know what it's about or will I keep talking? It's a very, you know, it's a play about two neighbours.
Mm.
And it's their, you know, they're fighting over land. And it's the actual, they go to such lengths for a bit more land. But there's a load of scheming and subplots and things like that. But it's really, really funny and it's really well worth coming. Now, it was written by John McManus and he's from Ballyconnell in County Cavan.
Right.
And he has written a good few plays and he's it's really very funny and it's really worth coming to. I first rang the stage manager, Dara Burke. We decided we wanted to go to someplace different, you know.
Yeah.
So we decided to go to Claremorris. That's how I made my decision because we had done about 30 different other venues. So I rang Dara. He put me in touch with James Preston, which was very helpful. And we decided between the two of us, we'd do it for the Lions Club, you know, with the Lions Club, you know, in order to bring people in. And I really believe that people need a bit of a laugh nowadays, you know, and I think it's really worth coming to. And it's this Saturday in the town hall at 8 o'clock sharp.
Absolutely wonderful. Of course, it is this Saturday and doors open at 7.
Yeah.
James Preston, who is across the table from me, how are you getting on? Tell me.
I'm very well, Martin.
Tell me, I suppose we've spoke before about the Lions Club, but remind me a bit about the Lions Club.
Okay, the Lions Club was set up here back in the early noughties by Ballina Lions Club, actually, and we've been going from strength to strength ever since. We're involved in a lot of various things, and the opportunity to have this play take place in Claremorris actually is very good for us actually, because it's a fundraiser for us actually, and it's also actually bringing a bit of comedy to the people of Claremorris, because it's not very often that we see a good comedy play put on the town hall. Do happen occasionally, but there's a lot of other stuff going on. So if somebody is out for a night of drama and a night of comedy, then I recommend that Loophole is the one to go to. The Lions Club for the month of November, we have the play on Saturday night. On the third weekend of November, we have Carers Weekend in Sligo, where we send two carers each year down to a weekend's retreat. These are people actually who are caring for somebody in their home on a full-time basis, and this is respite for them. And it takes place in Sligo every year, and people from all the northern half of the country, from Dublin across to Galway, north of that, come to Sligo. There's an event taking place in Wexford that covers the southern part of the country. So anybody who's ever gone to it, and quite a number of people over the years have gone from Claremorris, they have a really enjoyable time. And then on the end of November, 30th of November, we have the Senior Citizens Party in Corum. So they're among the events that we have for November. In December, we'll be doing our Christmas food appeal as usual, and helping out Sir Vincent de Paul and FRC and Coram actually on food distribution. So we're just delighted to have this play come into town. Very delighted to have. I've never met Anella. She hasn't been to Claremorris previously. We have spoken umpteen times on the phone. And I'm quite sure if this is your first visit to Claremorris, Anella, we definitely hope it won't be your last one.
Yeah, well, I hope so, James. I hope so. We're all staying the night down there and we're staying at the Dalton Inn. So we hope to have a really good night afterwards, you know. So we're really looking forward to visiting you down there. And we're looking forward to teaming up with the Lions Club, you know, to make a bit of a difference. So
yes, indeed. And this may be the first one of many, you know, to come in the years ahead.
So. Yeah, I hope so. James. We'll have another comedy hopefully next year, and you never know what'll happen after that.
You mentioned Carrie Gallen there. Carrie Gallen is the home place of Seamus O'Rourke, I understand.
That's right. Yeah, and actually, John McManus wrote stuff for Seamus O'Rourke. For the Cornmill, but the Cornmill. We had a sellout in the Cornmill. Actually, people absolutely loved it. And, you know, I mean, I have no qualms in telling everybody to come out on Saturday night. You'll really enjoy it. And as I said, everybody nowadays needs a bit of a laugh. And, you know, we meet the audience on the way out and we shake their hands and thank them for coming. And all of them that we've met so far has thanked us so much for giving them a good night of fun and laughter. They really have. And I think it makes an awful difference. I think sometimes people just forget what it's like to have a bit of a laugh. I really do.
Well, one thing about it, if you want to have a laugh, it's this Saturday night, the 1st of November, which is crazy to say, but it is a three-act play, Loophole by John McManus, brought by the Acorn Players, which is definitely a name I've seen before, because I have done the drama circuit myself, and of course Loophole. Tickets on sale. You can get them at townhall.ie. You can get them on the ring in the town hall 094 931 0999. And indeed, James, you said you have
some tickets as well, actually, and my phone number is 086 028 1942, and I'll gladly get tickets to anybody if they wish to have them before Saturday. And Anella, if you're looking for directions down to Claremorris.
It's such a long journey.
All you have to do is to ask Seamus O'Rourke. He's been here many, many times. The audience down here love Seamus O'Rourke, so I'm quite sure they'll be saying the same thing after the Acorn Players.
Yeah, well, that's great, because I just want to tell all the audiences that they can look forward to an evening of sharp wit and belly laughs, and they won't be sorry for coming out this Saturday night to see us. They really won't.
I will say as well, and I have to say, it's nice to see the West working together, because you're a Leitrim lady, you said, Anella?
We're what?
You're a Leitrim lady, was it?
Oh, yes. No, I'm from Mohill in County Leitrim.
You're okay.
There's lots of it. Like, we're mostly from Mohill, but we have a Ballyconnell man as well.
Well, that's okay. We won't hold that against you. James, you're from Mayo.
I'm from Mayo,
I'm a Sligo man. So literally, if we join, we have the whole row. Anella McGuinness, the producer and the director of Loophole, the Acorn Players version. And of course, I nearly called you John McManus. James Preston, rather, from Claremorris Lions Club. Thanks very much for joining us, and the very best luck with the play on this coming Saturday.
Thanks,
John. And thank you so much, Martin. Thanks for that. Okay.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Anella.
I'll see you all on Saturday night.
See you on Saturday.
See you Saturday night.
Bye bye.